The proposal for a land acknowledgement was introduced by board member Blossom Twitchell, who is not Tlingit but Inupiaq. Twitchell said that an acknowledgement was about more than board policies and procedures.
This is an actionable step of tangible evidence that we are open to acknowledging the land that we are living on.
The land acknowledgement has already been adopted by government entities like the Anchorage Assembly, the Fairbanks School Board, and the Ketchikan City Council. In Sitka, the acknowledgement, which reads something like, "We are grateful to be guests on Tlingit Ani," is beginning to be seen often on email letterheads and social media posts. No one on the Sitka School Board pushed back on the proposal itself, but there was concern about the language. Even Twitchell admitted that the acknowledgement would take different forms based on the cultural traditions of a given community. Member Paul Ryu thought the board should do some legwork before adopting the proposal.
I think there's some great language out there that's already been developed, but I certainly think that reaching out to our partners at the tribe, they have an entire cultural resource department to help us with this.
Ryu said that he agreed with the spirit of the proposal, however, and he would look to Twitchell to amend it with the appropriate wording after consultation with tribal citizens. Board President Amy Morrison said her only concern was getting it right. Member Eric Van Sice, however, wondered if the acknowledgement would be a one-time affirmation or something that happened every meeting, like the Pledge of Allegiance. Twitchell responded that there was power in statements and that this one should be made every meeting.
This is positive reinforcement, especially with the historical presence of what education has been within the state and what role education has played with generational trauma and the Indigenous people of Alaska. I think having it stated every meeting and treated just like a flag salute, I think it is meaningful and it would provide much of the healing process of moving forward.
Paul Ryu moved to table the proposal to the board's January meeting to allow time to meet with partners and refine the wording. Member Andrew Hames agreed.
I think this is the right direction to go. I think it should be something to be celebrated, so let's have that conversation first, and then let's do it together.
To which Twitchell responded, "Definitely." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.